Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Okay. Golly. You know? I know. It is a good morning. Real good, Corey. Thanks for asking, bud. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate. I would like to welcome you all to the part of the calendar that we like to call hashtag peak off season. We have reached it. Ladies and gentlemen, the NBA Finals are done. Stanley Cup action concluded last night in Sunrise, Florida. The Cup will stay in Sunrise, Florida. Hockey season is over. The College World Series came to its conclusion last night. A 3-game set concluded in favor of the Tennessee Volunteers. We'll talk about that, but betwixt now and the beginning of football camp, we have but Major League Baseball, the Olympics, and soccer to carry us. Now, don't get me wrong, because I am a host that actually enjoys sports and does not just pretend to on the radio. I am very excited. I am very excited to talk Copa America with you. I am excited as we exit group play and enter knockout play of Euro 2024 to talk about that with you. Lonzo and I both over the moon about the 2024 Summer Olympics, just weeks away at this point, live from Paris, France. And if you've not been paying attention, the Olympic trials happening all over the country and all over the world as we speak. So very excited about the Olympics. But at the same time, I know where we are. I know who we are. I know what we are about. This is a football market. Always has been, always shall be. And I don't have any intention of trying to change that about you or about us. I simply make the effort to broaden your horizons and welcome in other sports. But what I can say, what I will say, is that my dudes and dudettes, we have hit peak off season. We have hit the part of the sports calendar where hosts are going to say things like, Who is your most hated athlete of all time? What makes a rivalry a rivalry? What sport do you wish people loved more? You know, the abstract topics. The topics
you get into. Or you could do this thing that we do, and that is tune in, you know, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever day to wrestling, which is amazing. Monday Night Raw last night, it was great.
Haven't finished it.
It was a really good Monday Night Raw. So, I mean, let wrestling or MMA or something like that fill you until football season. But, you know, the end of these sports that you're talking about, basketball and hockey.
The biggins.
And all that stuff, it should be a glorious time because that means football's around the corner. When the winter sports end in the middle of summer, it is close to football.
We sit, as of right now, September 5th. September 5th is our kickoff, and it feels like it's just forever away.
When does preseason NFL start, though?
So that's interesting. 72, by the way, until the kickoff to the regular NFL season. That is interesting because, to me, preseason football is big. Preseason football is a thing. Preseason football is something I go out of my way to watch. I have those games marked on the schedule with the same religious fervor that I have the regular season's kickoff labeled on the calendar. And yet, if I may keep it a buck, no cap, as the kids say. If I may keep it a buck, by and large, nobody cares. By and large, nobody cares.
I completely disagree. So the very first game for the Chiefs, and I'm guessing for just about everybody, is August 10th, which is only a month away.
It's just
a little over a month away.
That one is 46 days away.
Right, just a little over a month.
I think one thing that we have to, that folks like Lonzo and I have to rationalize and square, as the expression goes, is the reality that as much as...
Were you at a teen event last night or something? Because you're trying to squeeze in all the things the kids say.
No, square away is a military term. Get your bunk squared away.
Is it? Okay, because
yeah.
I know what this is really about. This is really about you, the baseball soccer fan, thinking you're going to get a few more people in.
Oh, no.
You're trying to downplay and make it, football is so far away. Come and watch the sports that I like. That's what I think you're doing.
First off, there's no think. I'm absolutely going to get people in on those things. That's
are,
not
are
think.
You?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay.
That's a statement of definitiveness.
What demographics mind are you going to change?
All of them.
Wow.
Hashtag influence.
Wow.
They're great sports. They should get more attention. No. What I'm saying in this particular take here is that while football is king, and I have not, shan't not, would not ever argue that point, what I absolutely would say about it is that preseason football, camp, whatever, these are all things people care about. But I've been here long enough to know they don't drive discussion. The sports guys are going to check in and talk about, you know, well, Rob, I didn't see the depth across the Panther offensive line in that preseason game one that I would have liked. But that's about the extent of it. That's about the length of it. We are a long way from football having games that count. And that's when people get checked in. That's when people get tuned in. What I am going to say is, last night, Stanley Cup Game 7 was extraordinary. Last night, College World Series Game 3 elimination game was extraordinary. Last night, we had pretty good baseball on. Not great baseball. Braves sucked again. So bad I was too frustrated to put them in the sports flash. That's how bad it went. There's a lot to get into. The Olympics. You and I are both gassed about the Olympics. I love the Olympics. As I've mentioned a number of times, you can all go ahead and mentally prepare yourselves, because I'm going to tell you, I watch dressage for 7 minutes. I become the biggest dressage guy on the planet.
You know what I'm excited about? Because
dressage.
No. I'm excited about something that they're building. If you've watched any of the trials, they're building a certain sport that you didn't know is a sport. Still may not be a sport, but it is an Olympic sport this year, and that would be breakdancing. They're showing. Have you seen any of the push for the breakdancing?
I have not.
Oh, it's good.
I have not.
Started out with little kids dancing, and it shows them progress through age, and now they're going to the Olympics. It's really good.
I like it. I still have no idea
how they're judging the thing.
They're just calling it break, though, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know, I'm old school, so, because I was there when it started.
Like I said, I'll get down. You know,
I was there
anything.
The exact day and moment when it started. So yeah,
I will get down for anything. You could play Tiddlywinks on TV, but if you slap the American flag onto the shoulder of an international team, I'm not just in, but I will be deep diving some of the strategy and tactics of Tiddlywinks so that I can come in here the next day and complain about whoever is the Greg Berhalter of our Tiddlywinks team.
Dude, you will forever be the marble race guy. So I mean,
for sure.
I mean, that's you. That's
for
you.
Sure.
When
you say that, like I should be ashamed of it.
When I forget your name and other things, which seems to be on the way, I will remember you as Marble Race Guy.
And you're welcome for it. You're welcome for it. Because if you've not gotten down to marble racing, you're missing out on what the internet was invented for. It was invented for cat videos, Kate the Oiler Girl, and marble racing. Those are the top three on the Mount Rushmore of the internet. Those are the things.
By the way, you can watch us live, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and X.
That's the fourth thing.
Shane on stream says Lonzo created breakdancing. Yeah, me and Bobby Boucher's mom. Anything that Bobby Boucher's mom didn't create, I did.
Bobby Boucher's mom thought breakdancing was the devil.
And it was.
And
it still
else.
Is, probably.
Look forward to the Olympics. But at the same time, as I've said, whether we like it or not, it is officially peak off season. We have reached peak off season, which is why coming up here in just a little while from now, here are some of the things we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about J.J. Redick being introduced officially as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers yesterday, and some of the comments that J.J. made in his presser, because I'm going to tell you, we have talked about opinions changing about athletes, about coaches, about whatever over the years. I'm not going to say, let me rephrase that. I actually like the hire of J.J. Redick. I actually really like the hire. And that's not being sarcastic. I mean it. I actually really like the hire of J.J. Redick. I think that we have all done enough complaining over the years about teams, especially in the NBA, about teams that go back to retread coaches, right? They just bring the same guys in over and over and over again. It's like, how many jobs does Doc Rivers need? And he got hired again because reasons, I guess. How many times do folks need to go back to the well on a Van Gundy, right? Love them as dudes. Love them as color guys. Love them as TV dudes. But how many times do we need to go back to the Van Gundys? These teams keep doing the same things over and over. And finally, a team had the rocks to step outside of the box and make a hire of a non-retread coach, of somebody that's young and gets it and knows ball. And everybody's beating him up. Well, he doesn't have experience. Okay, so you wanted another retread coach, right? But J.J. went to the podium yesterday for the first time as the clipboard carrier for the purple and gold. And dude, he won a lot of people over yesterday, because J.J., and I'm going to use his own words here, doesn't give up. And he said it yesterday, quite literally verbatim, those words. and I watched his presser, and I listened to his answers, and I went, damn, this is kind of refreshing a little bit. This is kind of refreshing. It is kind of refreshing to have a team that decided, what if we didn't do what everybody else did? What if we just jumped in and made an outlandish hire that nobody saw coming? And that's what they did. And JJ brought the heat right out of the gate. And I liked it. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Florida Panthers winning in 7. 1-3, lost 3, and then played a 2-1 game last night that included two of the most beautiful goals I have seen in a long, long time, including that redirect goal from Carter Verhaeghe that opened up the scoring in the first period that I quite literally just went, what? It was incredible. It's incredible. So we'll talk about that. Connor McDavid wins the Conn Smythe Trophy for the postseason's most valuable player. You will notice that if you follow hockey at all, Connor McDavid, and this is true, did not win the Stanley Cup. Did not win it. Was yet still voted the postseason overall most valuable player last night. And there is a very good reason for it. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk some baseball. The Bravos, after taking 2 out of 3 against the New York Yankees, went up to St. Louis, and boy howdy, did the dog days of summer kick off as that game was played in temperatures hovering around 90 degrees. Orlando Arcia removed due to dizziness during the game, and they dropped the first game in this series.
I plan on doing that around hour 3, 20 minutes in. I'm going to be
getting dizzy
from
and removing yourself from the lineup.
Yeah, I'll be out after that.
So we'll talk some baseball later on in the radio broadcast, and then we've got some other stuff that's going to pop up. Some of it even not sports related. Somebody put together, and I find myself very intrigued by this. Somebody put together a list of 15 television and movie villains who deserve a second chance. And I found it interesting, some of the names that were on there, as a pop culture dork. And I wanted to get into them, but then I was like, what if, please, like, you're not going to pop the hell off on this topic, please. You absolutely are.
I wasn't being critical.
Oh, okay, good.
That was, you know.
It's going to be great. 15 movie villains who deserve a second chance. And then I would like to break that down, great one, and go into 15 movie, sports movie villains who deserve a second chance. No, I haven't rounded out all 15 yet, but I got a bunch out there that I'd like to get to. 15 movie villains who deserve a second chance. And then I would like for the Ron Brown Show.
So it could be 15, 7. It could be only 7.
Hey, we could come up with 2 or 3.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Is there one that pops in off the top of your head immediately? Like one sports movie villain that immediately pops to the top of your head is like, maybe he's not that bad of a guy. He was just trying to do his job and it's a cold job.
Yeah. But I don't remember his character name. Would you like me to say what it is?
Yeah, I do. Let's get one on the list right now.
The reporter from The Natural.
The reporter from The Natural. Was he? Do you think he was portrayed as a bad guy?
Yeah.
Or a guy doing his job?
Because he's kind of the patsy for the guy who owned the team who was trying to take it away from. But he was just out there doing his job. He had a hunch. He remembered Robert Redford, but he couldn't remember where. He followed up on his hunches, figured out where he was from, all that kind of stuff. He's just doing his job.
I like it.
He's kind of a jerk.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes you got to do that to get the scoop, I suppose.
That's true. Reporting is kind of the job. I'll give you the first one that came off my mind. I got to defend my guy, Al Bundy. How about Kevin O'Shea from The Little Giants? Al Bundy's character in The Little Giants. Can we keep it a buck? The man was just trying to coach a football team.
Oh, absolutely.
Just trying to coach a team.
Yeah. I mean, gave really good advice to Becky. Now, you could think that maybe it was a little underhanded that he was taking away the best player from his brother's team, but no, he was helping his niece out. There was so many things that was – he's just doing what he knows about football.
And Icebox had potential she was never going to realize playing for the Little Giants. She was never going to get there. Little Icebox, little Becky, could have gone on to maybe be like the first female high school football player in that county. But she was never going to reach that potential playing for Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Wasn't going to happen.
Danny. Her dad was Danny.
Kevin O'Shea, a.k.a. Al Bundy in a different role, was just doing his damn job. All right? So, we're going to run through some more of those as the program rolls on, because there's some good ones out there. There's some good ones coming up on the show. Coming up next, because I got to tell you, I loved it so much, I'm hitting it out the gate. J.J. freaking Redick, introduced yesterday as the head coach of the Lakers. Now, I know there's a lot of you going, wait a good gosh darn rootin' tootin' second here, Rob Brown. Why is a Lakers story towards the top of the rundown in Greenville, South Carolina? And the answer is because A, his press conference was super entertaining, but also B, because there's potentially a philosophical swing happening in sports that J.J. Redick might be the tipping point of. I'll talk to you about it when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on your radio. It is the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rob Brown Show continues. It's the Fan Upstate. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Wonderful to have you all here with us today. Rob and Lonzo with you. Happy Tuesday, my dudes, my dudettes. Let's get into this J.J. Redick thing here for just a minute. J.J. Redick has never coached anything higher than elementary level basketball. And when I say elementary, I mean elementary school level basketball. And yet was hired to become the head coach of arguably the most prestigious basketball team in the Americas, the Los Angeles Lakers. Whether they deserve that title or not is up to you, but they are the Lake Show. So, J.J. Redick was introduced. Of course, you had the saga with Dan Hurley a handful of days ago. Dan Hurley ends up not becoming the head coach of the LA Lakers. Redick was next in line. He took the call. He took the job, a four-year contract for J.J. Redick. There's a lot of different angles to attack this conversation. One of them, however, jumped to the forefront yesterday as a young lady in the introductory press conference of J.J. Redick asked J.J. a question. And J.J. decided, well, I'll just let you hear the answer. Yes. Yes, J.J. Redick.
Wow.
I'll give him a year. Yes.
I'll give him a year.
Why?
Because if you can't even operate with decorum in front of the press, then how are you going to function in a business like the Lakers?
Because decorum. Hey. I'm here to win basketball games.
Hey, Cust. Woo! He's one of... I mean, come on, dude. I mean, be a professional.
I'm going to say J.J. Redick, much like Al Bundy and the Little Giants, has a job. That job's to win basketball games. That's it. That's the job. I understand that in many spots, there are expected levels of behavior, but I also understand that getting the job done matters more than that. I promise you, that if this show was bringing $10 million in revenue a year to the station, I could go stand on the corner with a sign that says, whoever, and the boss would be like, I don't love it.
I am curious.
But you are doing your job.
I'm curious because I don't know this, and I don't know that you do either. I wonder if the NBA can fine coaches for conduct not becoming the league. Because if this continues and he does this during every press conference, well, then he should be fined because he's not being a professional. Hopefully he coaches better and has more restraint than he does with his language. I mean, because there's a time and place for that for some people. This is not it. It's not. I mean, you're coming out the gate showing that you're going to be defiant and go against everybody. And okay.
Defiant and going against who? Unless Jeannie Buss said, don't say,
well,
then he's not defying anybody.
I think it's less about her and more about the league and what they will do if that continues. I think they let one go, but if he does that every single time he's in a press conference, I bet they have a talk with him.
I think of all of the professional leagues, I think the NBA cares the least about it. I don't. I don't think the NBA cares. And I don't think the NBA cares because you will remember I got myself on the heater a couple of weeks ago because I broke rule number one, which is listen to your audio before you play it. Listen again and then listen a third time. And Kyrie Irving jumped to the mic and said, y'all saw it when I lost my in Boston last time we were there, right? Y'all saw that. I don't think the NBA...
That's a player and not a coach. I think a coach is held to a different standard.
See, I don't care. It's a word.
I get you don't care, but other people do.
I understand, but why do those people matter more?
I don't know. I don't know. Why does the FCC matter? It just does. I mean,
for the record,
I don't know any of those people. I don't know the people who created the rules. I don't know any. I just know that there are rules that we need to follow if we want to continue working.
I do not believe that the NBA has directly a rule against saying or anything else like it. I don't think there's a direct rule. I think it is much like the FCC. For those of you who don't know how the game works, I may give it away. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it or not, but it is what it is. The FCC does not have a list of things you can't say. They don't email us a list and say you can't say.
Did you not pay attention to the training or did you just not take it?
No, I took it.
Okay.
I took it.
You just forget that some words are actually in the training and they tell you
those are Odyssey words, not FCC words.
Mm-hmm.
The FCC does not. Dude, I've.
Say some of those words right now.
No. You're. Let me finish what I'm saying here. The FCC has a list of words. The FCC does not have a list of words you can't say. That is not a thing. What they say is if you generate customer complaints, if you generate complaints with your language and your choosing, then they will evaluate whether or not you have acted improperly on a broadcast to step in. Which is why if you listen to TV late at night and you turn on, say, Comedy Central, a station that will not air cuss words during the day, at nighttime, they will drop wholesale F-bombs on you because they understand that the demo at that spot, the demo at that spot, if you tune into that channel late at night, should come with the expectation that you're going to hear adult language. You're just going to. So a complaint from a 2 a.m. South Park watcher is not going to generate an FCC issue. And I know there are rules about being on satellite versus cable versus this versus that. I can say things, for instance, on Sirius that I can't say on terrestrial radio.
All right, I just looked up the FCC rules because I was curious and I never actually looked at them. And it's against, you cannot use obscene, indecent, or profane. Here are some of the things. Indecent content portrays sexual or excretory organs or activities in a way that is patently offensive but does not meet the three-prong test for obscenity. Profane content includes grossly offensive language that is considered a public nuisance. Obscene content does not have protection by the First Amendment. For a content to be ruled obscene, it must meet a three-prong test established by the Supreme Court. It must appeal to an average person's prurient interest, depict or describe sexual conduct in a patently offensive way, and taken as a whole lack seriously literary, artistic, political, or scientific value.
Right. As in, there's not a list of things you can't say.
Okay, so say them.
No, because the FCC will get those complaints.
All right, so your argument, it doesn't make sense because you know the words you can't say. You say it's not in here, but you know the ones you can't say. Why? Because someone told you you can't say them.
You ready for that?
Who told you you couldn't say them?
No one did. I just know what the accepted rules of vulgarity are. Yes. Really? For instance, I had a boss once that said, don't say ass on the radio. But I just said it on the radio, right? Like, do you see what I'm saying? In one station I worked for, that was a word I was forbidden to use by my employer. Here, I don't say it all the time, but if it adds a point of emphasis, I certainly will. The point here is J.J. Reddick's job is not dictated by the FCC. They're not hammering down on him for saying the F word.
Part of his job is being in public. And normally, someone being disrespectful to media would get your ire up.
He wasn't being disrespectful.
He was very disrespectful to media. And not only media, but a female member of the media.
Quite the opposite. He literally opened it with, here, I'll play you the question in the first again. It's a valid question. It is a valid question. There's nothing wrong with it. And he wasn't disrespectful. The answer to the question was, I don't give up.
Why'd you cut it off? Because you're going to say because the music.
Because you're playing the music. Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're going to say.
Because he said, that's the answer to the question, right? I don't need to give you a flowery answer to a question to which the answer is, I don't give up. There's a lot of things I don't care about. And I will tell you when I don't. JJ didn't do anything wrong. He used a bad word. Okay, don't listen to JJ Reddick press conferences if it bothers you. But he didn't do anything wrong except for win me over. I'm all in now. I love this answer, and I love more. We got more from that press conference, and I got more because I think there's a philosophical change in sports coming off this
hire. I bet there'll be more cursing.
Okay. It's an adult space.
Wow. Lack of intelligence.
No,
that's sad.
That is absolutely sad. Okay, we're coming back because that is a common misconception. It is actually the other way around. We'll talk about it on the Rob Brown Show. We are hitting the big issues today on the Fan Upstate. Texter says, nobody with kids wants to hear those stinking words, dadgummit. What the heck is your problem, Rob? I'm so freaking sorry. I don't know what the snot I was thinking. I'm a terrible person. What do you want? Texas said Reddick, by taking this job, is guaranteeing he's one and done as an NBA coach. This will fail spectacularly.
Yeah, it's going to burn out. It's going to burn out. It's going to be amazing to watch, and we get to watch the thing.
All right. Then I would like to go ahead, and at the bottom of the Google document, I am going to put Texter, your phone number, and Lonzo in our bold prediction phase, saying J.J. Reddick will fail. And underneath it...
We just made the list.
I need that as a clip. Underneath that, I am also going to place Rob Brown. J.J. Reddick may or may not fail. Because, see, I'm not making definitive statement.
Way to be wishy-washy there. He might fail. He might not. You know, that's...
Correct.
That's life.
Correct.
You might fail. You might not.
Both of you, Texter and Zoe, because J.J. Reddick said a naughty word, have declared he's going to fail. And I don't understand
it. It's more about your defense. I mean, you are so worked up over this, and I have never understood that. I mean,
it's
like you're defending one of your own. And why? What are you doing?
I'll tell you where this comes from. This comes from that my point was not J.J. said... And therefore, J.J. will win. That's not what I said. It's not what I'm saying. It's not my point at all. What I said was J.J. went from a guy that yesterday afternoon I was going, I don't know. I don't know if he's got it, right? If this is a hire made because it was Bron Bron's guy, if this was a guy that got the job because he's a good podcaster, because LeBron joined forces with him in the, quote, broadcast world, end quote, then I don't know if JJ's got the swag to walk into the locker room and have Anthony Davis go, yes, sir, Coach Reddick, whatever you say. But what I will say is, I heard this yesterday along with the rest of the press conference. Most of it, which I will acknowledge, was just pretty much your day-to-day coach speak. I heard this presser. I heard the way J.J. was answering questions. And I went, I'll say this. My dude's got the attitude on him. Because I do think it takes some attitude. I do think it takes the aura, as the kids are calling it. I think
Now notice his attitude, as much as he's been in the news for his opinions and things like that. That's not a surprise.
No, I think there's a difference between you're in the news because you've got basketball hot takes and you're in the news because you rocked the boat the second you put a foot on it. Rocking the boat's not bad. And I think that this was, in large part, a lot of people are looking at this as it's a rock the boat hire. It's a rock the boat of a hire. It is rocking the boat from when he got on there. He is nothing like any of the other first-year coaches we've seen in years gone by. It is a rock the boat moment for the LA Lakers and for the NBA. And I think rocking the boat makes people uncomfortable. But I would also say, talk about movies or music or television or literature or poetry or sports, rocking the boat makes history. It just does. Rocking the boat is what makes history.
Unless the boat capsizes real early.
I promise you, there are, for every rock the boat moment, for every time that Led Zeppelin turned the distortion to 90 and changed the way music sounds, for every time Ringo put carpet on top of his drums to create a whole new sound and changed music, for every one of those rock the boat moments, there is a million efforts to rock the boat that failed. But at least they had the guts to try something new. And many of them turn into makers of history. You got the notion. Yeah, I like to know when you got the notion. What a banger, dude. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Rock the boat. Banger. What a throwback, too. What a throwback. Sorry, stream. You guys didn't hear the electricity.
Yeah, actually, they did. I took a chance, but The podcast won't hear it. They'll be like, what is Rob doing?
Said, I like to know. You got rock the boat moments are what makes history. That's just what it is. And I know that I'm not going to sit here and compare the hiring of J.J. Redick to, you know, world leaders who went out of their way to rock the boat and created a new system of governance or whatever. What I am going to say is that the formula...
You're going to compare him to Jeff Saturday, which would be the most relevant comparison, right?
I don't think it is.
Isn't it, though?
That is an in-season interim coach.
But a guy who had no experience...
Correct, just like J.J. Redick. You know what else he doesn't have? To me, proof it all that he had the mind of football that J.J. Redick has about basketball.
I will agree that J.J. Redick appears to have the mind of basketball. And he had a really long career, including, if I recall, he played with the Lakers. So he understands what it's like to be on the team and what the atmosphere is and what the expectations are. But that doesn't mean he can coach.
I didn't say he could coach. I'd say he could coach. What I said was there's a lot of people that have been blasting this hire. And listen, I got no love for the LA Lakers, all right? I'm not a Laker guy by any stretch of the imagination. What I am saying is, to me, the Lakers had two options. They could follow the same old tired formula that other NBA teams have been hiring coaches by for years. And, like, maybe they get a guy and maybe they don't. They could have gone with any old retread NBA head coach hire and done what so many other teams have done. Or they can look at the situation that they're in. A situation where LeBron has, at the most, two seasons left in the NBA. At the most, two seasons left. Where Anthony Davis is the guy they've gone all in for. And Anthony Davis has, in my ever so humble opinion, proven that he ain't the next guy. He does not have the brass on him to be the next guy. So basically, what LA is stuck with here is a situation where they have to realize when the LeBron era comes to its conclusion, and that is definitively sooner rather than later, then this locker room has got to be blown up. It's got to be reset. It's got to be reestablished. They will have to find their next superstar. So go all in now. Go all in now. Because if you bring in a retread and that retread does nothing, what do you end up with? You end up with a situation where a couple years down the line, not only is LeBron gone, not only is Anthony Davis not the guy, not only have you not found the star, but now you've not found the star and you've got some guy as your head coach. If J.J. Redick doesn't work out, what's the difference between J.J. Redick and bringing a Doc Rivers in? Nothing. Nothing. Except with J.J. Redick, there's the upside of, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen here. So I like the hire. And more importantly, J.J. Redick got asked, I'm sure, 1,000 times yesterday, hey man, everybody says you're not the right hire. Everybody's got questions about this hire. What's your thought? Thought is, I don't give a... I'll tell you right now, the number of I don't give up moments in my career is also extensive. Unfortunately, I'm not making J.J. Redick money to have those moments. But do you understand? So you don't use it in that language, but how many times have we ended a segment where we got going down the list of five most powerful Jedi? Or how many times have we gone down the path of the hot dog v. glizzy debate? How many times have we done these segments and we end the segment and I go, all right, sorry that we did that, but real sports coming up. And you always say what?
Stop apologizing.
Right. Yeah, or I don't give up. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Yours is just a more family-friendly way of saying I don't give up. That's it.
It is a more radio-friendly and probably a more TV-friendly, yes, because I try to be a professional, unlike J.J. Redick.
And Rob Brown.
So anybody who cusses in the world, if I say anything about them, I'm saying it about you.
No, what you're saying is people like that are unprofessional. You got no idea.
It's like saying, you know, white man can't jump. So no white man can jump.
The ludicrousness,
which we know is not true because we've seen, I mean, you know, and some don't have to, like that basketball player that we talked about.
That basketball player.
You don't remember his
name
either.
You know that one?
You don't
talk about dunk contest, bro?
No. The dude who can, it was like.
Oh, old 7'9" at Florida?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I'll remember his name when he does something besides B7'9".
He just have to get on his tippy toes.
What I push back against is the notion that J.J. Redick's going to fail because he said a dirty word. That's what I push back
on. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with his attitude and his treatment of the media, which they will not put up with. It's funny now.
But if he continues
to act that way,
do me a favor.
The media will lash out.
Do me a favor. Don't listen to J.J. Redick. Listen to the background.
I heard
listen
the background.
To the background. There it was. Did you hear my guy in the background? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it was basically, oh, no, he did.
I love it.
Oh, no, he did. Oh, burn. Whatever, dude. It will get old fast. It will get fast.
Would you do me a favor? Would you mind rolling the first 10 seconds of the Fight Club intro? Just out of curiosity?
I don't know that we have enough time.
We got time.
No.
Just 10 seconds. Just 11 seconds.
I don't know where it is.
Because in there somewhere, somebody says the double champ does what the he
wants. By the
way,
that's not the first 10 seconds. Because you don't really listen. I mean, it starts out with Daniel Cormier. There's
Mike Tyson threatening to eat babies.
Yeah. I mean,
you know,
yeah.
Unprofessionals.
Yeah, Connor's the last. You're fighters.
Okay.
J.J. Redick ain't no fighter.
He's an athlete.
He is a representative of a professional business. And his conduct is unbecoming.
I am glad to know that Lonzo cares about the prestige and aura of the L.A. Lakers that much. I had no idea. Wouldn't have guessed that.
I care about all business. Someday I would like to make money in one.
Ouch. I don't care. I love it. The media absolutely ate it up. They loved it. I watched the press conference. They loved it. I love it. I'm not a Lakers guy. I got no issue if the Lakers never win another game.
So what you're saying is if he hadn't cursed, you'd still hate the Lakers.
No. If he would have said, I don't give a freak.
What if he didn't say any of that at all? He went up there and did coach's speech like he was supposed to.
Then I would be sitting here today going, all right, we'll see.
So
just like
just
I
like
am.
So people who are defiant and curse.
No, what I like is people who bring some damn attitude into the job, a job that requires attitude. It is the exact same as when I flip channels and I hear somebody going, welcome to the sports show here on the sports station. Today we're going to talk about what color socks Clemson's going to wear next year. Give me some attitude, man. Give me some juice. Give me some gas. Give me something, right? Show me that you care. Show me that you freaking care. That's what I'm looking for.
Is there like a 12-step program or something that I can take to find out about how to get attitude? Because I don't really know how to do that, and I've always wanted to learn.
You just got to go back and watch like late 90s wrestling. And you'll find it. No, I'll tell you the other reason that I think that, and this was actually where I was ultimately driving, but here we are. The other reason I say this is because if guys like J.J. Redick succeed, then guys like Dennis Allen stop getting jobs. That I'm serious. Like, I know it's ha-ha funny because that's Rob's crappy retread coach, but that's the philosophy for me. There are out there a ton of J.J. Reddicks waiting for the spot, waiting for the opportunity, no ball, understand how to communicate with players, understand how to communicate with the media and the fans. There are a ton of them out there, and yet Dennis Allen got a head coaching job before they did. If J.J. Redick steps into this role and succeeds in year one as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, then I think there is the possibility of a philosophical change amongst NFL, NBA, MLB front offices that maybe we don't need to run back to the same guys. All due respect, because I love Ron Washington, but the Angels hired a 72-year-old man to come coach their baseball team. Do you think he is successfully communicating with a 21-year-old pitcher making his rookie debut at 72? No.
Does he have a history of winning as a coach?
As a head coach, with Texas, but that was two decades ago, okay. Right?
All right.
JJ
doesn't have that.
I don't disagree. But is two decades ago's players the same as players
if
today?
If he fails, he will be Jeff Saturday. And the chances of other people being able to do this will go down again.
Andy Reid is stepping away, and your favorite NBA team's coaches are stepping away. I'll allow you to pick one. Would you rather have Jeff Saturday coach your football team or J.J. Redick coach your basketball team? You get to pick one.
By the way, we both know that I am not a team guy in NBA, so I don't have a favorite
That's why
coach.
I said your favorite team and so not a specific team.
Your question was set up so that I would answer it the way that you want me to.
Who are you more confident in, Jeff Saturday getting a full-time job or J.J. Redick?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I do know? I do know that you're pressing the clock. That's what I know.
I don't give a... That's not true. I give a big bleep. Back after this sports flash from the great one.
He's going to go down the hall and apologize. Your 2024 NCAA baseball national champions are the Tennessee Volunteers after a 6-5 win over the Texas A&M Aggies. The Aggies trailed by 6-1 at the end of the seventh and attempted to rally, putting up two in the eighth and ninth. But the Volunteers were able to finish the comeback effort. The win gave Tennessee its first baseball national championship. I don't know why I'm reading in monotone. The Carolina Panthers will stay in Charlotte for the foreseeable future after the Charlotte City Council approved a joint $800 million stadium renovation plan that guarantees football in Charlotte for two more decades. Hey, tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire, Cole Bryson and Diesel. I say them separately, that way I don't get confused. Get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun, all wire to wire.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Texter says nobody with kids wants to hear those stinking words, dadgummit. What the heck is your problem, Rob? I'm so freaking sorry. I don't know what the snot I was thinking. I'm a terrible person. What do you want? Texter said Redick, by taking this job, is guaranteeing he's one and done as an NBA coach. This will fail spectacularly.
Yeah, it's going to burn out. It's going to burn out. It's going to be amazing to watch, and we get to watch the thing.
All right. Then I would like to go ahead, and at the bottom of the Google document, I am going to put Texter, your phone number, and Lonzo in our bold prediction phase, saying J.J. Redick will fail. And underneath it,
we just made the list.
I need that as a clip. Underneath that, I am also going to place Rob Brown. J.J. Redick may or may not fail. Because, see, I'm not making a definitive statement.
Way to be wishy-washy there. He might fail. He might not. You know, that's
correct.
That's life.
Correct.
You might fail. You might not.
Both of you, Texter and Zoe, because J.J. Redick said a naughty word, have declared he's going to fail. And I don't understand
it. It's more about your defense. I mean, you are so worked up over this, and I have never understood that. I mean,
No, you're defending one of your own. What are you doing? I'll tell you where this comes from. This comes from that my point was not J.J. said, and therefore J.J. will win. That's not what I said. It's not what I'm saying. It's not my point at all. What I said was J.J. went from a guy that yesterday afternoon I was going, I don't know. I don't know if he's got it, right? If this is a hire made because it was Braun's guy, if this was a guy that got the job because he's a good podcaster, because LeBron joined forces with him in the, quote, broadcast world, end quote, then I don't know if JJ's got the swag to walk into the locker room and have Anthony Davis go, yes, sir, Coach Redick, whatever you say. But what I will say is, I heard this yesterday along with the rest of the press conference. Most of it, which I will acknowledge, was just pretty much your day-to-day coach speak. I heard this presser. I heard the way JJ was answering questions. And I went, I'll say this. My dude's got the attitude on him. Because I do think it takes some attitude. I do think it takes the aura, as the kids are calling it. I think
You just now notice his attitude as much as he's been in the news for his opinions and things like that. That's not a surprise.
No, I think there's a difference between you're in the news because you've got basketball hot takes and you're in the news because you rocked the boat the second you put a foot on it. Rocking the boat's not bad. And I think that this was, in large part, a lot of people are looking at this as it's a rock the boat hire. It's a rock the boat of a hire. It is rocking the boat from when he got on there. He is nothing like any of the other first-year coaches we've seen in years gone by. It is a rock the boat moment for the LA Lakers and for the NBA. And I think rocking the boat makes people uncomfortable. But I would also say, talk about movies or music or television or literature or poetry or sports, rocking the boat makes history. It just does. Rocking the boat is what makes history.
Unless the boat capsizes real early.
I promise you, there are, for every rock the boat moment, for every time that Led Zeppelin turned the distortion to 90 and changed the way music sounds, for every time Ringo put carpet on top of his drums to create a whole new sound and changed music, for every one of those rock the boat moments, there is a million efforts to rock the boat that failed. But at least they had the guts to try something new. And many of them turn into makers of history. You got the notion. Yeah, I like to know when you got the notion. What a banger, dude. Rock the boat. Don't rock the boat, baby. Rock the boat. Rock the boat. Banger. What a throwback, too. What a throwback. Sorry, stream. You guys didn't hear the electricity.
Yeah, actually, they did. I took a chance, but The podcast won't hear it. They'll be like, what is Rob doing?
Said, I like to know when you got... rock the boat moments are what makes history. That's just what it is. And I know that I'm not going to sit here and compare the hiring of J.J. Redick to, you know, world leaders who went out of their way to rock the boat and created a new system of governance or whatever. What I am going to say is that the formula...
You're going to Jeff Saturday, which would be the most relevant comparison, right?
I don't think it is.
Isn't it, though?
That is an in-season interim coach.
But a guy who had no experience.
Correct, just like J.J. Redick. You know what else he doesn't have? To me, proof at all that he had the mind of football that J.J. Redick has about basketball.
I will agree that J.J. Redick appears to have the mind of basketball. And he had a really long career, including, if I recall, he played with the Lakers. So he understands what it's like to be on the team and what the atmosphere is and what the expectations are. But that doesn't mean he can coach.
I didn't say he could coach. What I said was there's a lot of people that have been blasting this hire. And listen, I got no love for the L.A. Lakers, all right? I'm not a Laker guy by any stretch of the imagination. What I am saying is, to me, the Lakers had two options. They could follow the same old tired formula that other NBA teams have been hiring coaches by for years. And, like, maybe they get a guy and maybe they don't. They could have gone with any old retread NBA head coach hire and done what so many other teams have done. Or they can look at the situation that they're in. A situation where LeBron has, at the most, two seasons left in the NBA. At the most, two seasons left. Where Anthony Davis is the guy they've gone all in for. And Anthony Davis has, in my ever so humble opinion, proven that he ain't the next guy. He does not have the brass on him to be the next guy. So basically, what LA is stuck with here is a situation where they have to realize when the LeBron era comes to its conclusion, and that is definitively sooner rather than later, then this locker room has got to be blown up. It's got to be reset. It's got to be reestablished. They will have to find their next superstar. So go all in now. Go all in now. Because if you bring in a retread and that retread does nothing, what do you end up with? You end up with a situation where a couple years down the line, not only is LeBron gone, not only is Anthony Davis not the guy, not only have you not found the star, but now you've not found the star and you've got some guy as your head coach. If J.J. Redick doesn't work out, what's the difference between J.J. Redick and bringing a Doc Rivers in? Nothing. Nothing. Except with J.J. Redick, there's the upside of, we don't know what's going to happen. We don't know what's going to happen here. So I like the hire. And more importantly, J.J. Redick got asked, I'm sure, 1,000 times yesterday, hey man, everybody says you're not the right hire. Everybody's got questions about this hire. What's your thought? Thought is, I don't give a... I'll tell you right now. The number of I don't give up moments in my career is also extensive. Unfortunately, I'm not making J.J. Redick money to have those moments. But do you understand? So, you don't use it in that language, but how many times have we ended a segment where we got going down the list of five most powerful Jedi? Or how many times have we gone down the path of the hot dog v. Glizzy debate? How many times have we done these segments and we end the segment and I go, all right, sorry that we did that, but real sports coming up. And you always say what?
Stop apologizing.
Right. Yeah, or I don't give up. It's the same thing. It's the same thing. Yours is just a more family-friendly way of saying I don't give up. That's it.
It is a more radio-friendly and probably a more TV-friendly, yes, because I try to be a professional, unlike J.J. Redick.
And Rob Brown.
So anybody who cusses in the world, if I say anything about them, I'm saying it about you.
No, what you're saying is people like that are unprofessional. You got no idea.
It's like saying, you know, white man can't jump. So no white man can jump.
The ludicrousness,
which we know is not true because we've seen, I mean, you know, and some don't have to, like that basketball player that we talked about.
That basketball player.
You don't remember his name.
You know that
either.
One?
You know,
talk about dunk contest, bro?
No. The dude who can, it was like.
Oh, old 7'9" down in Florida?
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah, I'll remember his name when he does something.
He's going to have to get on his tippy toes.
What I push back against is the notion that J.J. Redick's going to fail because he said a dirty word. That's what I push back
on. It's not. It has nothing to do with that. It has to do with his attitude and his treatment of the media, which they will not put up with. It's funny now.
Bro,
if he continues to act that way,
do me a favor.
The media will lash out.
Do me a favor. Do me a favor. Don't listen to J.J. Redick. Listen to the background.
I heard
listen
the background.
To the background. There it was. Did you hear my guy in the background? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it was basically, oh, no, he did.
I love it.
Oh, no, he did. Oh, burn. Whatever, dude. Hey, cool. I mean, it will get old fast. It will get very fast.
Would you mind rolling the first 10 seconds of the Fight Club intro? Just out of curiosity.
I don't know that we have enough time.
Oh, we got time.
No,
just 10 seconds. Just 11 seconds.
I don't know where it is.
Because in there somewhere, somebody says the double champ does what the he
wants.
By the
way, that's not the first 10 seconds. Because you don't really listen. I mean, it starts out with Daniel Cormier. There's
Mike Tyson threatening to eat babies.
Yeah. I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
Unprofessionals.
Yeah, Connor's the last. You're fighters.
Okay.
J.J. Redick ain't no fighter.
He's an athlete.
He is a representative of a professional business, and his conduct is unbecoming.
I am glad to know that Lonzo cares about the prestige and aura of the L.A. Lakers that much. I had no idea. Wouldn't have guessed that.
I care about all business. Someday I would like to make money in one.
Ouch. I don't care. I love it. The media absolutely ate it up. They loved it. I watched the press conference. They loved it. I love it. I'm not a Lakers guy. I got no issue if the Lakers never win another game.
So what you're saying is if he hadn't cursed, you'd still hate the Lakers.
No. If he would have said, I don't give a freak.
What if he didn't say any of that at all? He went up there and did coach's speech like he was supposed to.
Then I would not. I would be sitting here today going, all right, we'll see.
So
just like
just
I
like
am.
Just like people who are defiant and curse.
No. What I like is people who bring some damn attitude into the job, a job that requires attitude. It is the exact same as when I flip channels and I hear somebody going, welcome to the sports show here on the sports station. Today we're going to talk about what color socks Clemson's going to wear next year. Give me some attitude, man. Give me some juice. Give me some gas. Give me something, right? Show me that you care. Show me that you freaking care. That's what I'm looking for.
Is there like a 12-step program or something that I can take to find out about how to get attitude? Because I don't really know how to do that, and I've always wanted to learn.
You just got to go back and watch like late 90s wrestling. You'll find it. No, I'll tell you the other reason that I think that. And this was actually where I was ultimately driving, but here we are. The other reason I say this is because if guys like J.J. Redick succeed, then guys like Dennis Allen stop getting jobs. That I'm serious. Like, I know it's ha-ha funny because that's Rob's crappy retread coach, but that's the philosophy for me. There are out there a ton of J.J. Reddicks waiting for the spot, waiting for the opportunity, no ball, understand how to communicate with players, understand how to communicate with the media and the fans. There are a ton of them out there, and yet Dennis Allen got a head coaching job before they did. If J.J. Redick steps into this role and succeeds in year one as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, then I think there is the possibility of a philosophical change amongst NFL, NBA, MLB front offices that maybe we don't need to run back to the same guys. All due respect, because I love Ron Washington, but the Angels hired a 72-year-old man to come coach their baseball team. Do you think he is successfully communicating with a 21-year-old pitcher making his rookie debut at 72? No.
Does he have a history of winning as a coach?
As a head coach, yeah, with Texas, but that was 2 decades ago,
okay.
Right?
All right.
JJ
doesn't have that.
I don't disagree, but is two decades ago's players the same as players
if
today?
If he fails, he will be Jeff Saturday, and the chances of other people being able to do this will go down again.
Andy Reid is stepping away, and your favorite NBA team's coaches are stepping away. I'll allow you to pick one. Would you rather have Jeff Saturday coach your football team or J.J. Redick coach your basketball team? You get to pick one.
So, by the way, you both we both know that I am not a team guy in NBA, so I don't have a favorite
That's why
coach.
I said your favorite team and so not a specific team.
Your question was set up so that I would answer it the way that you want me to.
Who are you more confident in, Jeff Saturday getting a full-time job or J.J. Redick?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I do know? I do know that you're pressing the clock. That's what I know.
I don't give a... That's not true. I give a big bleep. Back after this sports flash from the great one.
He's going to go down the hall and apologize. Your 2024 NCAA baseball national champions are the Tennessee Volunteers after a 6-5 win over the Texas A&M Aggies. The Aggies trailed by 6-1 at the end of the seventh and attempted to rally, putting up two in the eighth and ninth. But the Volunteers were able to finish the comeback effort. The win gave Tennessee its first baseball national championship. I don't know why I'm reading in monotone. The Carolina Panthers will stay in Charlotte for the foreseeable future after the Charlotte City Council approved a joint $800 million stadium renovation plan that guarantees football in Charlotte for two more decades. Hey, tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire, Cole Bryson and Diesel. I say them separately, that way I don't get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun, all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There it was. Did you hear my guy in the background? Yeah. I love that.
Yeah, it was basically, oh, no, he did.
I love it.
Oh, no, he did. Oh, burn. Whatever, dude. It will get old fast. It will get very fast.
Would you mind rolling the first 10 seconds of the Fight Club intro? Just out of curiosity?
I don't know that we have enough time.
Yeah, we got time. No, just 10 seconds. Just 11 seconds.
I don't know where it is.
Because in there somewhere, somebody says the double champ does what the he
wants. By the
way,
that's not the first 10 seconds. Because you don't really listen. I mean, it starts out with Daniel Cormier. There's
Mike Tyson threatening to eat babies.
Yeah. I mean,
you know.
Yeah.
Unprofessionals.
Yeah, Connor's the last. You're fighters.
Okay.
J.J. Redick ain't no fighter.
He's an athlete.
He is a representative of a professional business, and his conduct is unbecoming.
I am glad to know that Lonzo cares about the prestige and aura of the LA Lakers that much. I had no idea. Wouldn't have guessed that.
I care about all business. Someday I would like to make money in one.
Ouch. I don't care. I love it. The media absolutely ate it up. They loved it. I watched the press conference. They loved it. I love it. I'm not a Lakers guy. I got no issue if the Lakers never win another game.
So what you're saying is if he hadn't cursed, you'd still hate the Lakers.
No. If he would have said, I don't give a freak.
What if he didn't say any of that at all? He went up there and did coach's speech like he was supposed to.
Then I would not. I would be sitting here today going, all right, we'll see.
So
just like
just
I
like
am.
People who are defiant and curse.
No. What I like is people who bring some damn attitude into the job, a job that requires attitude. It is the exact same as when I flip channels and I hear somebody going,
welcome to the sports show here on the sports station. Today we're going to talk about what color socks Clemson's going to wear next year.
Give me some attitude, man. Give me some juice. Give me some gas. Give me something, right? Show me that you care. Show me that you freaking care. That's what I'm looking for.
Is there like a 12-step program or something that I can take to find out about how to get attitude? Because I don't really know how to do that, and I've always wanted to learn.
You just got to go back and watch like late 90s wrestling. You'll find it. No, I'll tell you the other reason that I think that, and this was actually where I was ultimately driving, but here we are. The other reason I say this is because if guys like J.J. Redick succeed, then guys like Dennis Allen stop getting jobs. That I'm serious. Like, I know it's ha-ha funny because that's Rob's crappy retread coach, but that's the philosophy for me. There are out there a ton of J.J. Reddicks waiting for the spot, waiting for the opportunity, no ball, understand how to communicate with players, understand how to communicate with the media and the fans. There are a ton of them out there, and yet Dennis Allen got a head coaching job before they did. If J.J. Redick steps into this role and succeeds in year one as the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers, then I think there is the possibility of a philosophical change amongst NFL, NBA, MLB front offices that maybe we don't need to run back to the same guys. All due respect, because I love Ron Washington, but the Angels hired a 72-year-old man to come coach their baseball team. Do you think he is successfully communicating with a 21-year-old pitcher making his rookie debut at 72? No.
Does he have a history of winning as a coach?
Not as as a head coach, yeah, with Texas, but that was 2 decades ago,
okay.
Right?
All right.
JJ
doesn't have that.
I don't disagree, but is players the same as players
if
today?
If he fails, he will be Jeff Saturday, and the chances of other people being able to do this will go down again.
Andy Reid is stepping away, and your favorite NBA team's coaches are stepping away. I'll allow you to pick one. Would you rather have Jeff Saturday coach your football team or J.J. Redick coach your basketball team? You get to pick one.
By the way, we both know that I am not a team guy in NBA, so I don't have a favorite.
That's why
coach.
I said your favorite team and so not a specific team.
Your question was set up so that I would answer it the way that you want me to.
Who are you more confident in, Jeff Saturday getting a full-time job or J.J. Redick?
I don't know yet.
Yeah, I do.
You know what I do know? I do know that you're pressing the clock. That's what I know.
I don't give a... That's not true. I give a big bleep. Back after this sports flash from the great one.
He's going to go down the hall and apologize. Your 2024 NCAA baseball national champions are the Tennessee Volunteers after a 6-5 win over the Texas A&M Aggies. The Aggies trailed by 6-1 at the end of the seventh and attempted to rally, putting up two in the eighth and ninth. But the Volunteers were able to finish the comeback effort. The win gave Tennessee its first baseball national championship. I don't know why I'm reading in monotone. The Carolina Panthers will stay in Charlotte for the foreseeable future after the Charlotte City Council approved a joint $800 million stadium renovation plan that guarantees football in Charlotte for two more decades. Hey, tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for a brand new local show, Wire to Wire, Cole Bryson and Diesel. I say them separately, that way I don't get you up to date on the latest local and national sports news. Great guests, great debate, a whole lot of fun, all Wire to Wire.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.